Now, as you'll know, if you've been listening to Radio Prague regularly, parliamentary elections are just around the corner. And that means that the main political parties have been busy with last-minute campaigning. On Wednesday evening, Green Party leaders held a public meeting which also featured a talk by co-president of the European Greens, Daniel Cohn-Bendit. Radio Prague's Christy Ironside was there.
Daniel Cohn-Bendit rose to prominence during the 1968 student protests in France and has since been heavily involved in left-of-center politics in Europe. In his talk, he said that the Czech Republic and Europe as a whole needed to be more environmentally minded.
The social-ecological dimension of politics is a necessity that the Green represent, and it's the only force who have this combination of social and ecology. Environment, protection, protection of the planet, and social equity. And for this, I think it's very important that in Czechia now at the moment, this new party emerge also in the parliament.
Many see the Czech Green Party as the dark horse of this election campaign. Recent opinion polls have shown that the party stands to receive more than the 5% of votes needed to enter the Chamber of Deputies. I asked the head of the Czech Green Party, Martin Borsik, to explain the recent upswing in their popularity.
Frankly, I haven't expected such a support. Looking to our neighbor Green parties with a long tradition as the German Greens, they got like 8.1 in the last elections. The Austrian got about 12% support. And I don't feel that the Czech population should be more environmentally sound population. The situation is that it's a combination of different factors. The Greens themselves, or ourselves, we have done a lot on our own development because of fighting the fractions each other and spending 99.9% of time by the internal debate. And suddenly everything has changed in September last year, and we started to concentrate on the public. We started to concentrate on the formulation of our program.
The Greens say that they can offer a comprehensive political platform beyond ecological issues, and that they are ready to move out of their regional footholds to the national level. But not everyone is convinced that support for the Green Party stems from a belief in their policies and principles. Some are saying that it is a protest against the more established parties. Political scientist Vladimira Dvorzhakova is skeptical about the party's long-term chances.
I think that the main reason why the voters are looking for them is the fact that they are new. And I would be very skeptical about the future of the Greens, even if they would get into the parliament, because there are very, very different streams inside Green Party. There are a lot of important personalities, but somehow very independent. That's not quite normal in parliamentary politics. So it's really difficult to predict. It will really depend on the ability of the leadership somehow to integrate the party that's now formed by very, very different personalities with very different opinions.
And that report was by Christy Ironside. And if you are interested in Czech politics and are curious to find out about this year's elections, just a reminder that next week they kick off on Friday, and we will have full coverage of all developments.